Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali's time, the war began between Pakistan and India. So one Jamaat was sent to Kashmir. So that Amir, later he was studying in Darul Uloom and he became a very close friend of mine. So he says that when we went there, so one CID asked one of the members of the Jamaat, "Aap log kiski gaate hai, Hindustan ki ke Pakistan ki? Who are you in favor of, India or Pakistan? Because now you are on the Indian side. If you say Pakistan, then you got a problem. And if you say Indian side, then too there is a problem." So he said, "Amir sahab se poochiye." He asked the other brother, he said, "Amir sahab se poochiye." He said, "Who is this Amir sahab?" Everybody saying, "Ask the Amir sahab." Say, "Ask the Amir sahab." Maulana Munir Kashmiri, he was with us in Darul Uloom. So he asked him, "Aap log kiski gaate hai, Hindustan ki ke Pakistan ki?" He said, "Na hum Hindustan ki gaate hai, na Pakistan ki gaate hai. Hum to Qabristan ki gaate hai. Din raat Qabristan ki gaate hai." بہترین جواب تھے. سے ہم یہی کہتے ہیں کہ قبرستان کی تیاری کرو. السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. وعلیکم
السلام ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ.
الحمدللہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام على سیدن المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلا آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. وقد قال الله تعالى: ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. صدق الله العظيم. Allah تبارك وتعالى's فضل احسان, His great bounty upon us that He gave us the tawfiq to gather here to take His Mubarak name. Allah تعالى's Mubarak name is so great that the whole universe is existing because of someone in the world taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's how great Allah Ta'ala's name is. So that name which has kept the whole universe alive, that whole world alive, then this little world of ours, our hearts, you think Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's name will not bring that heart alive? If we have to take it with sincerity, with muhabbat, with yaqeen, then our hearts will become alive. Noor will come into the hearts. Life will come into the hearts. And that is what we are all the time talking about in the Majlis of Zikr. That we must bring life into our hearts via this Zikr. Zikr is not an end in itself. It is a means to an end. And the end is to get this ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, to get this yaqeen of Allah Ta'ala, to get this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, to get that kind of muhabbat that the person distances himself from all sins. And especially now in this month of December, when we are being invited towards sins from every alley, from every gully, from every street, from every place that you can think of, and the media, the newspapers, the television, the radio stations, everything is inviting towards this show, that show, fun and entertainment. Fun and sun never sets in Durban. So at such a time, how much we have to make rujoo towards Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah Ta'ala for protection. Otherwise, big hathis will slip. Elephants, huge elephants, if it's muddy ground, then even a huge elephant can slip. the ground is muddy, clay, rain has fallen. Now you make the elephant walk over that clay, then it will slip also. So if huge elephants can slip on such ground, then what about us walking in such kind of muddy ground? Full of clay and rain has fallen, the rain of sins. Now we want to go into those areas, those places, and we say, no, we are very, very muttaqi, angels. We have got such control over our nafs that all those places of temptation cannot mislead us, cannot trap us, cannot catch us. Then we are fooling no one but ourselves. Only shaitan will be the one that will become pleased at the end of the day. People have their own experiences, and we don't have to go into any kind of stories. But each one knows himself that how much resistance power did he have when temptations were ahead of him. How much resistance power? One person told me just yesterday himself. And yet a few weeks or so before that, he was saying how much he's making an effort to control his gaze from all those pretty faces outside and from haram when he's walking on the streets. So alhamdulillah, he was making progress. Now he says himself, he went to one shopping complex and there three or four pretty girls were coming past and temptation led him into trouble. So he started looking at them and next thing he bumped into the security guard. Head on clash with the security guard. This is immediate azab from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But it wasn't so bad, just a few dents on the head, that's all. A person was doing evil gazing whilst making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Those days a hen emerged from the Kaaba Sharif and gave him one tight slap or punch in the eye, and his one eye was lost. And then he heard a voice saying that if you repeat this, then it'll be worse than this. So we must not take it for granted that our taqwa is of such a level that we are not going to be tempted. Don't read those columns in the newspapers if you have to read for some reason or the other. Don't read those columns which tell you that such kind of actors are coming to town and they'll be singing here and they'll be dancing there and they'll be performing there. And then who are they and what is their life history and who they are involved with and who they are going to marry and all those kind of stories. What is the need for us to read? Then the temptation will come. And if it had not been for our little outward piety, we would have also been there. It is just that now we got a little bit of haya and shame that I am being seen in the majlis of Maulana, in the zikr majlis, in the bayan, in the waaz, or I have been seen in the jamaat of tabligh, or I have been seen in works of deen and activities of deen, or I am holding some position in some society, some organization, or I am in this garb of those who are righteous and pious. So it's a shame to be seen in such a place. So that is the only thing that's holding us back. If not, then we would have been in the first saf there too. First saf in the masjid, some people are, and they in the first saf in those places too. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. And we cannot have that. Cannot have the bread buttered both sides. Allah Ta'ala also razi and shaitan also razi. Little while first saf in the masjid, then in the casino. First saf in the masjid, then in adultery. First saf in the masjid, then in the disco. First saf in the masjid and then in other places where Allah Ta'ala's wrath and anger descends. Or in activities of deen, taking very active part. And after that in all haram kind. Haram actions. So khush rahe Rahman bhi, razi rahe Shaitan bhi, that we can't have. We will have to either please Allah Ta'ala or we have to please Shaitan. One of the two. So let us make this dard dil mustaqil. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya, ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya, ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. Ha, Allah Ta'ala must give us such a dil that it has become mustaqil, firm, steadfast. Come what kind of wind and rain and storms, but the person's heart is not affected by those storms. Dard-e dil mustaqil. As we are now at this moment sitting in the masjid, conscious that our Allah is watching us. Allah Ta'ala is aware of the condition of our hearts. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got full qudrat and full power over us. And as we are listening to the glory and the might and the power and the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and it is our desire at this very moment in our hearts that I don't want to go towards sins. If that desire is not there, then we are wasting our time. At least at this moment in time, it should be the desire in every person's heart that I don't want to return to those sins. Mustaqil I want to be, full of istiqamat. So shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya, ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. When there will be istiqamat, when the person will have steadfastness, after that still accidental mistakes can still happen. Accident, I've said many times, is an accident. You don't plan an accident, then it's not an accident. Accident is an accident. So even if the heart is mustaqil, there's istiqamat, then too there can be a slip sometimes. But we should not be just swaying with the wind. Whichever direction the wind blows, we blow in that direction. Let us take those few steps of istiqamat. Solid. We just want to become Allah's. And try it out. Go on a diet of 40 days from sins. Don't go more than that too. Try it out. 40 days. Make the niyyah. These 40 days of my life, and especially in this month of December, when there's so much of temptations and so much of sins around, and the beachfront and this area and that area, and everywhere there's nothing but nudity and sins, I want to stay away from that. So there'll be a great amount of pain that will come onto the heart of this young person. And wallah, I can take qasam upon qasam upon qasam, that this pain that will come upon the heart of this young person, restraining himself from that haram, see within those couple of days what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give in that heart. Such noor, such sukoon, such happiness, such contentment, such a kind of bonding with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is when he will want to leave everything of this world and be just in khalwat with Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't want that. We must divorce ourselves from our wives, our children, our families, and go and sit down on the mountain top or in the jungles. He doesn't want us to do that. But the desire in the heart then will be for that khalwat. Mehbubiyat and love for that khalwat will come into the heart. And then that khalwat, mehbubiyat will reach that stage that the person will be amongst everybody but he's not amongst them. He'll be eating, drinking, walking, enjoying the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. But his heart will be all the time looking forward to that day when he will have a visal with Allah Ta'ala, when he will have a mulaqat of Allah Ta'ala, when it will be the day when he will say, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. The day will come in his life when he will say that. And he will say it from the depth of his heart. It will not be empty words. So there will be such enjoyment. Don't we want that enjoyment? Everybody is in search of enjoyment and pleasure. And those areas don't give mustaqil enjoyment. It is just temporary lazzat. For a little while of pleasure, the person is losing out It's like for stones and pebbles, the person is losing out on gems and diamonds and pearls. Somebody gives him stones and another person is offering him diamonds and pearls and says that throw away the stones, I give you gems, I give you diamonds, I give you pearls. The person says, no, I love these pebbles, which are kicked around on the streets. He says, I love them. You can keep your gems and keep your diamonds. So what I am offering you, and I am not offering you, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is offering us. Those pearls, those diamonds, those gems. And all we are saying is that kick those stones away. Throw away those pebbles which you have filled your pockets with. And fill the pocket now with these gems, with these stones which are priceless. The muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. They are priceless. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور اللہ 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 الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اے اللہ اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ او میرے رحیم اللہ او میرے کریم اللہ او میرے موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او میرے کمپیشنیٹ اللہ موسٹ لونگ اللہ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ موسٹ بیلوڈ اللہ موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ How my Allah, how loving you are, how beautiful you are. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Hey, very Allah, so kitna pyara khuda. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, what else are we doing but turning towards you? We are ashamed of the sin that we have committed in our entire lives. From the time we became of age up till now, O my beloved Allah, all the sins that we have committed, we are ashamed. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, how can we justify sins before you? Ya Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. Ya Allah, we are not advertising our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are expressing remorse and regret over our sins. Ya Allah, we are human beings. We are bound to err, to make mistakes, to fault. But oh my beloved Allah, your doors of forgiveness are open. Ya Allah, you yourself invite us towards Tawbah. Ya Allah, in the Quran Sharif, so many places you have invited us towards making Tawbah from our sins. Ya Allah, you have declared that we should say, Rabbi ighfir warham wa tajawaz amma ta'alam. Ya Allah, if it had not been your intention to forgive, why would you have asked us to make such du'as? Ya Allah, so many places in the Quran Sharif, you have asked us to beg of you. Oh my beloved Allah, for no other reason we have gathered here except to make tawbah from all our sins. And we understand that once we get forgiveness of our sins, then the doors of your mercy, the doors of your rahmat will be wide open. The floodgates of your mercy will be open. The rains of your rahmat will pour. Then your nusrat, your help and forgiveness, oh my beloved Allah, will be in our favor. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night, sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, heart and mind. Ya Allah, day and night we used your bounties for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight for your disobedience. The great bounty of speech for your disobedience. The great bounty of heart, liver and lungs for my beloved Allah that you gave to us. We showed no appreciation. Ya Allah, the strength in our bodies for your disobedience. Ha, my Allah, hum kitne na farman. ہم کتنے گنے گا ہم سیاہ کا ہم بد کا ہم مجرم ہم خطا کا ہم گندے لیکن میرے اللہ ہم سب تیرے بندے تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں which other door is there my Allah that we can tap where can we go اے اللہ تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم جائے کہاں تیرے در کے سوا کوئی در نہیں تیرے گھر کے سوا کوئی گھر نہیں تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں یا اللہ if you are not ours then nobody is ours nothing will be ours nothing will work in our favor everybody will be against us the whole world will be against us یا اللہ if you are not ours nothing will be ours اے اللہ اگر تو ہمارا نہیں تو کچھ بھی ہمارا نہیں اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری یا اللہ چینج دا کنڈیشن آف اور ہارٹس یا اللہ چینج دا کنڈیشن آف اور ہارٹس اور ہارٹس آر فلڈ ود میلس ود گریڈ ود پرائڈ ود ایروگنس ود جیلسی ود انوی Oh my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Our hearts which do for your love, for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we have given our hearts to everything else except to you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, you can change the condition of hearts. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'een, when you bless them with Iman and Islam, they became radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies? To change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Oh my Allah, press the delete button of our sins. My beloved Allah, man has made the computer. Millions of pieces of information. Just one delete button press and everything is gone. Where Allah? Where Allah? Where Pyare Allah? Press the delete button of our senses. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے یا اللہ چینج دا کنڈیشن آف اور ہارٹس یا اللہ بلیس اس وتھ پراسپیرٹی بلیس اس وتھ ہیپینس بلیس اس وتھ کنٹینٹمنٹ Bless us with satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of taqwa, a life of piety, a life of your ma'rifat. Ya Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Ya Allah, bless us with such muhabbat of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that every minute of our lives we enjoy that bond. We enjoy the sweetness of that love and that muhabbat. Ya Allah, har lamha, har lamha. Teri muhabbat ke andar hum mast hain. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan are our enemies. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan are our enemies. They don't want us to get your ma'rifat. They don't want us to get yaqeen in you. They don't want us to come close to you. They don't want us to enjoy your muhabbat. They don't want us to enjoy that bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us to the discos and the cinemas and the theatres and the gambling dens and adultery and fornication and the porn sites on the internet and the television programs and the filthy magazines. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us to these gutter lines and destroy us. Ya Allah, give us the understanding and realization that in sins there's going to be no peace, no happiness, no contentment. There's going to be a life of restlessness, anxieties and worries. Ya Allah, give us that realization. Oh my beloved Allah, give us that realization. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Jo bhi bimar hai unko shifa da. Whether they are amongst us, or they are in homes or clinics or hospitals or wherever they are. Ya Allah, if they are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments and diseases and sicknesses. Ya Allah, change that condition of sickness to good health. Even if that sickness is in the way of rahmat, Ya Allah, change that rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, change the rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of wealth. Change the rahmat of weakness to the rahmat of strength. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, we know sometimes you can test by means of these sicknesses and weakness. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak. Our iman is so weak, oh my Allah, that when difficulties and hardships come, then we are bound to sell our iman for miserable coins. Ya Allah, people have given their iman up for few faces that they have admired. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, strengthen our iman. Hame qawi iman ata farma. Ya Allah, teri zaat-e-ali ke saath alluq naseeb farma. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial problems, give them plentiful of halal rizq and remove their financial difficulties. Why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage in your treasures of halal? Your treasures are unlimited, O my beloved Allah. Give us the yaqeen, you, O my Allah. You are Razzaq. Ya Allah, you provide for the creatures, for the insects, for the animals in the jungles, for the fish in the sea. O my Allah, for the birds, as soon as they come out of their nests. Ya Allah, you provide for millions and millions and billions of human beings. Ya Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq. Ya Allah, bless us all with halal rizq. Ya Allah, ghaib se hame halal rizq ata. Ya Allah bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every bounty of yours. Don't snatch away those bounties because of our disobedience and sins. Vere Allah, protect our lives, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our properties, protect our wives and children, brothers and sisters. Protect the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, grant protection to the haramain sharifain. Ya Allah, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect the haramain sharifain from all fitnas. Ya Allah, the fitnas are entering into Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Ya Allah, those two places. Oh my beloved Allah, where the Kaabatullah Sharif is. Where the Rose Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Ya Allah, protect them from all fitnas. Ya Allah, protect Masjid-e-Aqsa. Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Zalim Yahudi ke qabze se isko, Ya Allah, najat ata farma. Ya Allah, musalmanon ke qabze mein dobara ata farma. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those enemies of Islam. Give hidayat, oh my Allah, to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. Bless them with Islam and Iman. Make them worthy of entry into Jannah. But if they have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will never ever change. They will continue with the persecution, the torture, the oppression and the tyranny. They will continue bulldozing the homes of the Ummah. They will continue raining their missiles and bombs, making them homeless, oh my Allah, by the millions. Then, oh my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the earth to swallow them up. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create disunity among their ranks. Ya Allah, send your heavy forces and give them defeat, O my Allah, in the battlefield. Ya Allah, Musalmanon ki madad farma. Ya Allah, we know we are weak. We know we are your sinful servants. We know that we have committed major sins in our lives. We know that we are still obstinate in our sins. We are persistent in our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Ay Allah, we are acknowledging. Indeed, we are very, very weak. Ya Allah, look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which flowed for the sake of this ummah in Taif, in Uhud, in so many other places. Ya Allah, look at that 3 years of boycott and ostracism, where leaves of trees had to be chewed for survival. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, look at the tears that flowed all his life for the ummah. Ya Allah, mere pyare Nabi ke aansuon ke tufail mein aur khoon mubarak ke tufail mein ummat ke haal par raham farma. How long, oh my Allah, are we going to watch the destruction of masajid? How long are we going to watch the destruction of innocent lives? Ya Allah, give hidayat to those Muslim countries to come to the assistance of the Muslim ummah that is suffering. Oh my beloved Allah, we are the cause of the problems of the ummah. Ya Allah, we are the cause. Hame bhi maaf kar de, unko bhi maaf kar de. Ya Allah, drench us, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat and maghfirah. Oh my beloved Allah, in these Mubarak days, so many are planning to go for Hajj. Make it extremely easy for them to go for Hajj. Bless them with Hajj maqbool and mabrool. The du'as that they make, the ziyarat that they make, Ya Allah, accept all that. Ya Allah, bring a revolution and a change in the lives of each and every person. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in adultery, in fornication, in popping drugs in our mouths. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Medina Tayyibah. At the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. يا الله، our hearts must stop beating. We must collapse in front of the Rose of Mubarak. Our soul must depart. اے اللہ، ہماری روح اس وقت جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے گی. بلیس از اٹ بریئل ان جنت المقبی، بٹ اف دیٹ از ناٹ مقدر ویئر ایور اٹ مے بی، لیٹ اٹ بی دا اسٹیج دیٹ یو آر پلیزڈ ود دس، اینڈ لیٹ اٹ بی دا بیسٹ ڈے آف اور لائفز. یا اللہ، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آل ہز لائف ہی میڈ دعاز فار اس، آل دا گڈنس دیٹ ہی آسکڈ فار اس، بلیس اس ود دیٹ گڈنس. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my beloved Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Sabkum aqbooliyat naseeb farma. Those who have written examinations, O my Allah, the students, bless them with success in their examinations. Protect them from the fitnas of the universities and colleges and schools. Make them assets for our community. Ya Allah, bless them with hidayat and guidance. Ya Allah, hamari duaon ko huzur pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein qubool farmana. Mere Allah, qubool farmana. Jo manga wo bhi ata farmana, jo nahi manga wo bhi ata. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين